listening to the Sarah Fader podcast. This is what anxiety feels like. And of course, Evan is here.
Hello. Yes.
People listen to us.
People do. I'm not surprised. Just always like, I'll be talking to somebody. I'm like, can I do this podcast? And they're like, oh yeah, no, I've been listening to that. Yeah.
People listen to our anxiety. Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, mom, dad, really? Oh no. No.
Does your dad listen to it?
No, he doesn't have the attention span. That's, folks, that's what 50 years of smoking weed will do to you.
Yeah, don't smoke weed. Unless you live in Portland. No,
I mean, you can. Just know that your attention span and memory and, you know.
I don't know what's going on with that, but, like, I think it's the Seroquel, because what's happening to me is the next day, I don't remember where anything is.
Oh.
I keep losing my keys, my bag, and, like, I'm usually very ADD, but I can remember things. So it might be that I'm not getting enough sleep, or that, you know, or sometimes depression does that, too.
I would imagine. I mean, but, you know, they should have on the side effects, might lose your keys.
Might lose
something.
Your keys. Yeah, well, apparently Ativan is bad for your memory.
Wow. All right.
I don't know about Klonopin.
It's hard to say because I feel like I don't have always the best memory anyway, but it's also, it's something I want to work on because I feel like I'm scared of losing my memory in the future.
Well,
because
the Alzheimer's thing, I mean, we should download Luminosity. And we should just, like, inspire each other to use that
app. Yeah, no. Because, you know, it's a lot scarier than people think. It's like Alzheimer's and dementia is very, this is bad for the people who have it, but bad for the people who are the caretakers.
It's true. I have heard, though, that they give Alzheimer's patients psychotropic medications.
Okay, so we're ahead of the game.
Exactly. So we are prepared
in case
this happens. God forbid, you know.
You know what? I think if anything, and it's not, probably shouldn't even be talking about this, but, you know, the Klonopin, well, I mean, we do what we do, but the Klonopin, I'm like, it just means that it enhances the effects of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that means getting really tired and sleepy right away.
Yep.
And this annoys my wife, my ex-wife, like, okay, you drink too much then during the course of a night, then you're just going to get tired and go to sleep at like 8 o'clock on a Saturday. And that's, you know,
let me just say that as somebody with kids, that sounds fucking amazing. Like,
maybe this will help if and when I do have kids.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the other day I was at their dad's place and he went to get a beer and he was like, do you want anything? And I was like, I want a hard cider.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like falling asleep on one of the kids' bunk beds. Like, that's what happens, you know?
Yeah. And, to me, it's fine. But I guess, you know, when you're also supposed to be there for someone else, maybe, you know.
Yeah, it's not so great. But I do let my kids watch TV while I nap. Like, I do that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's different, I think. But, you know, if,
and by nap, I mean masturbate.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there
right.
you go.
Yeah. No,
it's probably really good. You got that buzz going on and the
yeah, literally buzz.
Buzz. You have
yeah.
buzz and buzz.
But you know, but it could be one or the other. Like it could be both. I really hope that the dog doesn't have to go out.
No, I was wondering. I'm like, is the door open? Are children hearing about this?
No.
They'll learn one.
Hopefully,
day,
they don't hear. You know. What I just described.
Never know. That's, we were talking about just because, and I'm not trying to throw this stuff about my dad out there while we're not calling him because he's buzz sleeping.
Are we gonna,
the weed, not the,
are we gonna like, but see, it's gonna be so hard to call him when we're on Skype when I move.
Yeah, I would imagine so. If you're listening, yes,
yeah.
Sarah's leaving me.
Oh, no, but no, it's, we're still going to keep going.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to keep doing the things.
Skype it up.
Samara is in here, and what is it, Samara? You're hungry? Okay, we're going to pause for a second. Actually, no, Evan, you can keep talking about your dad. Let's just do that. Keep talking about your dad.
No, so I was explaining to somebody recently, who was like, I'm not necessarily sure, but I have a way of not listening to people, but just fake responding. And I was thinking about how my dad has been deaf in his right ear since I was 6 years old. And he uses that as a great way to selectively hear, wink, wink, what people are hearing or not. And unfortunately, I think we got so used to that that we probably talked about things in front of my dad that we didn't think he could hear, but that he could very well hear. Anyway, doesn't matter. Everyone is playing everyone, because that's how family is. And, yeah, I'm not sure what to say until Sarah comes back.
I don't even know what you said.
No,
I don't even know.
I was talking horrible things, and I was just
he was partial. He was deaf when you were
oh,
six.
Oh, my dad was deaf when... Yeah, so... because he had a procedure, this sort of, like, benign growth, but they had to take it out and brain surgery, basically. But he... so he lost all hearing in his right ear, which for a shy, quiet kid, especially when you're sitting on his right side in the car and you're not used to, like... Hi, Dad! You know, you had to yell and stuff. And, but I was saying that he would use it as an excuse to sort of selectively hear things. Like, if he didn't want to listen to you, if like, we're at a dinner and he could just, oh, no, I don't know what anyone's saying. Because he used it to his advantage, and, you know,
You know what? I realized we didn't take a Jews podcasting picture, and that's unacceptable, so we have to pause for that.
Okay.
Okay. Saying that... I admire your glasses because there's no glare, and mine are, like, shitty and don't have any coating.
And I'm certain that, because it was, I got these at Warby Parker, and it was, I wanted to get, like, you know, I like to support local business, but Warby Parker is great, and also, they're so friendly because their entire staff, I think, is on Prozac. They're, like, the nicest people in the world. And
that has to be the reason. Do
they're
they,
so
maybe,
happy.
Maybe they have, like... antidepressants in the water cooler.
It could be, yeah.
Or something, or the coffee.
You know what? I went there once, and I was waiting for a vision test appointment, and somebody was like, oh, you know, because I always look hot and sweaty. So, like, in the meantime, let's bring you a water. And I felt so good after that water. Not just because I cooled off. I think there was something in it.
But there's something great about let's do this for you. Like there's a team of people.
Right, right. Yeah.
That's going to get you water.
In fact, now I need to go back to the headquarters and
mm-hmm.
pay my tributes.
Let's do this. Like multiple people had to go and participate
yeah.
in that effort.
Oh, sure,
you know?
Yeah.
So, I had glasses at this store on Fifth Avenue, mom and pop,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
place. But,
and I like to do that. I like to support that, but sometimes it's sad, but, you know, it's just cheaper to
well,
go.
Well, look at this. Okay, so I could go to some local fancy artisanal grocery store, but I would rather go to Trader Joe's where the people are nice.
Yeah. Also, I thought you were going to say artisanal, like, glasses or something, or it's just like...
Does that exist? Are there artisanal glasses?
Gotta be. I feel like if you want on, like, Etsy or something, or somebody making, like,
I
what's your favorite comic book character?
I'm going to look that
we'll
up right
glasses
now.
Out
Hang
of
on. Wait. Artisanal glasses.
Glasses?
That somebody has to have that.
It's just, it's interesting
artisanal.
Because it still has to be, they still have to be able to do your frames unless...
Right.
They're just like, you know, it will build around your... I don't know how glasses work.
Okay, well, apparently there is an artisanal glasses giveaway, so...
Wow, okay.
So it is something that
Hello,
does exist.
Internet.
Yeah, internet never fails. Artisanal glass... But maybe, are they glasses or, like, wine glasses?
Oh, good point.
You know,
and I'm actually surprised myself that I didn't immediately go to... Yeah, no, it's alcohol glasses.
Right, that's right. Well, the first thing that comes up are like liquor, right?
Yeah, of course.
Artisanal, artisan glasses, artisanal. I want artisanal. Artisan, how do you spell that? Artisanal? I can't spell. Well, I think I spelled it right, but look at all, the things are all like.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well,
they're like liquor glasses.
Sure.
What does artisanal mean? Artisanal.
I feel like art is in there somewhere. I don't know.
Artisanal. How do you spell artisanal? A-R-T. Artisanal.
I mean, it should auto.
Oh, here. Yeah, there we go. An adjective relating to or characteristic of an artisan. Okay, so it's like an artist made
artistic,
the thing.
Yeah, it's different from the normal.
So basically, artisanal is synonymous with Etsy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
right. It's yeah, that's what it is.
I'm so relaxed around like adorable sleeping cats and adorable kids and everything. I'm just like,
it's
so mellow.
It's so mellow.
I mean, I understand I'm not the parent here, so you know.
It is relaxing, but especially Carly.
Oh my god,
Carly always looks relaxed. And then as I like that Marley is just next to a stapler.
Yeah, they're not worried about, you know, accidentally stapling themselves. It's, you know.
It's
not
safe.
A
it's all safe.
Warner Brothers cartoon.
No, no, definitely not that. How do you feel about like uncertainty? Right, so I'm moving to Portland.
Yeah.
And like, how do you react to like life change or uncertainty? I guess divorce is like that
yeah.
too, right?
Anxious. I mean, there's definitely a lot of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's an easy answer, but it's, yeah, it's just kind of, it's exciting, but it's also, yeah, it's kind of, you know, I feel like a lot of mental health issues when anxiety leads to stress or vice versa, it's, that's when things flare up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to put that in your mind.
It's true, though.
You know, like, I'm sure with the divorce, I had a lot more, like, trying not to get sick. And I feel like I did anyway, because I was so nervous that, like, the stress was affecting me psychosomatically.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like it. How could it not, though?
Right.
Let me just. So it's hard. I feel like that's the thing, and so I think we talked about this, but like, and it probably goes along with OCD is being able to control things or not control them.
Right. And you can't control things that you're not certain about.
Yeah, and that's the trigger for anxiety for me is like, oh, I can't control that, so I can't. You know.
But you have a support system. We're
I
all
do.
Here.
Yay.
We're all supporting you. Absolutely.
You guys have to come visit. I was saying you and Nicole.
Oh, for sure. And thank you for the invite.
Yes. Well, that's
it. Sure. I've determined.
It is unspoken. It is.
Yes.
It is. Do you see yourself living in New York forever?
I don't think so. Not. No.
It doesn't
New York
seem
proper,
like
right?
a sustainable.
No, I think. Yeah. I think one day we would want to get like a house out, you know, somewhere else. Maybe not far away, but, you know, somewhere
on the
not,
East Coast.
Yeah.
Could you live in New Jersey?
I could. I don't. She's not a big fan, but.
Where is she from?
Long Island, actually.
Okay, so she doesn't want to go back to L.I.
Yeah, so, and I think New Jersey reminds her a lot of Long Island.
Yeah, it's a very close parallel, although I have gotten lost in New Jersey many times, and I can't say that I've gotten lost on Long Island.
You know what, Bitsy, when people talk about Long Island, and I don't think of, I'm lost with the geography. People will be like, I'm from this place, and I'm like, is that close to this place? And they're like, not even close.
Oh, the first
the way that
thing,
everyone,
yeah.
when people,
yeah.
what I tell people about Florida, and they're like, oh, Jacksonville, that's near Miami. I'm like, no, but it's like
no,
a
it's not.
15-hour drive,
yeah.
but sure, yeah.
I like Jacksonville, actually.
It's an cool. interesting place, yeah.
I mean, I like it for, like, for a vacation.
Oh, right. And,
you know?
But it's so far, like, Florida is so sprawled out that...
Yeah.
It's
hard. I mean, okay, so I was going to say something about... I had a thought about that. Jacksonville...
Things sprawled out.
Things.
Long Island.
Oh, Long Island, yes. Okay, Long Island. So... I can't say that I've gotten lost on Long Island. There is a really cool female rap duo called Northern State.
I know Northern yeah. State. I've seen Northern State in person.
Me
actually.
Too, in concert.
Yeah.
yeah.
Although I thought they were a trio, not a duo.
I think you're right about that. I saw them in Coney Island at like the Mermaid Parade.
Oh, okay. They had like a niche following. Actually, my sister, my ex-wife, and I went to... one of their video filmings, because my sister was a big fan, too, and I...
They're so awesome.
And if you watch the video, you could see, like, the sleeve for my t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Wait, I think there was... I remember there was a song, I mean, a rap, where she was like, something, something, because I'm a crabby cancer, and I don't remember...
Oh.
I don't remember which one of them said that, but I love them.
This was a song, Girl for All Seasons, and...
Mm-hmm.
We were in, like, the first part of... Or we were in the crowd for the first part of the video. And
awesome.
I was wearing my Feminist Chick Stigma shirt that my sister had gotten me in college. She felt like it would help me meet women.
Mm-hmm.
And the band liked it. Because we were... But, yeah, you could see... It's a story of my life. You could just see, like, my sleeve and my arm in a video.
That's awesome. Oh, I found it. It's called Dying in Stereo. Wait, we can do the thing where we play things for people.
Sure.
Because they don't
know
that.
Northern State, I haven't...
And we have to see this musical because it's Evan.
Yeah, I'm always excited when that name comes up as not just a random crazy name.
So what I was telling Evan we should see is Dear Evan Hansen, and I only like one song, I think, off of the soundtrack, which I've been playing on repeat, which happens to me. Northern State, Dying in Stereo is the name of the song I was thinking of. But I will have to find it. Okay, I think this is, yeah, there we go. This is the song I was talking about. Unknown. Wait, let's. I think this is it.
Hear this! This is an original Rude Boy Maurice experiment coming in the game, looking alive. Big respect to the Northern State. Lord have mercy, soundboy. In my stereo, you're dying. What do I mean?
Hear this,
soundboy. In my stereo, you're dying.
Right.
Absolutely. And I remember them performing that. But is one of them named Hester Prynne? In the Scarlet
like
Letter?
Like Hester Prynne, yeah.
And what are the other ones? Sprout?
DJ Sprout,
Hester Prynne. I don't remember the other ones.
I was just going to say, we should see if we get them on the podcast, but if we can't remember all three of their names.
That would be embarrassing.
That would be really, no.
but we should anyway. Wait, so are they still together?
I don't know. I remember my sister and I went to see them in Long Island once, live. And
which is appropriate, because yeah. Northern State.
Yeah.
Let's see, our Northern State, Google will tell us.
For sure.
Google knows. I think that seemed like a recent album that I saw. Our Northern State.
Well, that album, because they debuted in the early aughts, because they were ripping on W and all that. And
mm-hmm.
All the good stuff.
They're great. Are Northern State still together? Go ahead.
Oh, no. It was interesting because I was just driving in. I was in college back in Orlando. And somebody on the rock station was like, there's this new group that you need to hear. And I was like, well, it's not technically rock, but that's. Yeah, I'm so glad I heard this. It was the Vicious Cycle, and so that was, it was cool. I got into them, got my sister into them, and, for sure.
They're great. Where did you see them play?
I don't even know what the venue was called. It was just in Long Island, and then there was some, loft-type studio thing in Manhattan, where they were recording a video. Girl for All Seasons, which, again, you can see my arm and a blue t-shirt sleeve. Look for it.
We won't look for it. I'm sure that it is on YouTube. But Dying in Stereo is the one that I remember the most. And I remember seeing them at the Coney Island Mermaid Parade, which was really cool. And they put on a good show, too.
Oh, yeah. No, they really put on
a good show. And they're into it. And they're, with the crowd. And, you know, I think it's a very unique thing because it's, white girls rapping from Long Island.
Right. Yeah. And I think rapping well. And
they're not shitty. They're good at it.
No, exactly. When I saw them, they had some opening group called The Wild Bunch, which I haven't heard much from since, but was just a very kind of funky hip-hop type of thing that they were cool. I don't know what happened, but...
Yeah, I really like them. What was I going to say? Do you want to be at this job forever?
No. Social Security? No.
But how long have you been there for?
September will be 8 years.
It's time to leave.
I know. I've never. You can combine all like of my other jobs, and it's probably not 8 years, but.
But that's loyalty. Like that shows.
It's more of safety and lack of uncertainty.
Yeah. Right. Because the future is unknown.
Right, and because until recently, it never seemed like Social Security had any risk of going away.
Right.
Not saying it's gonna, but you
now,
know, with this government, who knows? But. It was a safe job because it's also, I mean, the rumors about like being with a government job, it's true where they're like, yeah, you have to, it's really hard to get fired.
they would rather just demote you?
Not even, sometimes even promote you or just shift you to another department then.
Mm.
So that's what, yeah. But I would like, you know, I'd like to, you know, have passion money, make money doing comedy or writing or podcasting.
We're drinking Cider Boys.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have social media.
We'll have to look. That's what we do.
We do that. Let's look on the Twitter and see. That's not Twitter, that's Skype. I bet they do. And then, you know, if you're listening, Cider Boys, whoever you are, you should sponsor us because we're really funny and we drink cider all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we like yours the best.
Yes. So my friend just texted me that Home Slice, remember the cat Home Slice? She has her now. And apparently she just took a puff of weed.
Oh, all right then.
Okay.
And how'd that be working out?
I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. Cider Boys. I think we found them, right?
That would be it.
Okay. We should send them. Maybe let's take another picture. Oh, Portland cider.
Well, you know.
Is this the one that we just did? Nope. There it is. Okay. We can send that to them. And then we can send the picture we took of our Jews podcasting.
Oh, yes.
And be like, you should sponsor our podcast.
And, you know what, being bi-coastal, so we're advertising to a cross-country kind of thing.
That's it.
You know?
That's exactly right. Okay, so, hello. Hello, Cider Boys. We are drinking your cider and podcasting. You should sponsor us. Podcast hard cider. There we go. Multitasking, podcasting, and going on Twitter.
There you go. Podcasting and chilling and
doing all the things.
Yeah.
So if I move to when I move to Portland, you will still be here, but we will do this podcast. Evan is not going to go away. I'm not going to go away.
No, Sarah will be here.
And Evan will. We're both going to be here.
And send Sarah money.
You should send all of us money.
Yeah, send us all money.
Send us money. We just tweeted the Cider Boys, and so they're going to send us money.
Yes.
No.
Or cider.
Mommy,
no?
Mommy, make Evan deliver mommy for a house.
Oh, wait. So Evan should deliver us a house?
No, Evan should deliver some money for our house.
Money for a house.
Oh, okay. Evan, are you going to deliver money so that we can get a house?
I will not sign anything, but sure. I'd say if I could, I would.
Maybe like 25 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that
goes a long way. You know,
here,
give that to Samara.
Here.
That's for the house, okay? You got to save that.
Can I put that in your wallet?
Yes, definitely. I'll save that for the house. Because, you know, every quarter counts.
Down payment, yeah.
Every quarter. Well, I have already raised $900.
That's impressive and very good. And
to move.
People got to keep going. Again, I mean,
No, you mean
$300 and $100. $905 to be exact.
Oh, there you go.
$905.
Nice.
Yeah, I already know because mommy showed me.
Yeah. So we're going to, you know, Will is on a plane right now to Portland for unknown reasons.
I mean, you can't
specify.
No, mommy, I already know.
That daddy's on a plane right now?
He told me.
And what else did he say?
He said that. Not about you or anything.
What did he say he was flying to Portland?
Yes.
And he's on an airplane?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go on an airplane soon.
And I'm going to miss all of you.
Aw, we're going to miss you. Samara, so what would you like to tell Evan?
About what?
Anything you want.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
I mean, we all have opinions on things. What do you think about broccoli?
Gross.
It's gross?
Agreed. Thank you.
But we eat it every day.
Oh, sorry. I don't want
to
contribute to anything.
Gross.
Well, you have to eat it.
Gross.
So, I guess what we're saying is that, look at what, so Carly, my cat right now, is in curl up in a ball and her head is down.
Cats make interesting positions.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm sure Nicole would sign off on this, I have the eating habits of a small child.
Really?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
so?
I hate broccoli, and I eat bad things, but...
Oh, you know. I thought, when you said that, to me, my interpretation was that you don't eat enough.
Oh, no, I eat lots of junk food.
Okay, like devil dogs and, like, ding dongs?
Yeah.
Doritos?
Oh, yeah.
But your skin isn't crappy, so that's weird.
I drink a lot of water, maybe?
Do you drink a lot of water?
I do, yeah.
We have to with our psychiatric medications.
Oh my god, yeah,
we have to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But that's crazy because you're not like 700 pounds.
And you know what? Hopefully, it never catches up, or I change my habits. Nicole's doing very good about trying to get me to eat better.
Yeah. Hold on, Samara. At first, I heard you say Nicole's doing very well at getting me to eat butter.
No,
no.
I don't think she. No,
Mommy,
I have to buy my own butter.
Why do you eat medicine every morning like Ari?
You know, we were just talking about this. So some people have brains that make them sad or anxious. And so they take medicine to help them with that.
Yes, I take medicine in the morning.
Evan also takes medicine in the morning. So it just depends on the person, you know? And medicine can help a lot of people.
It certainly can. And don't let people tell you otherwise.
It's true. Samara has made an impromptu bandage out of a paper towel.
That's good stuff. That's, you know what, when the zombie, well, never mind.
When the zombie apocalypse, no, we know, but they play Minecraft, when the zombie apocalypse
yeah,
comes.
Yeah, and that's a skill to have. Comedy is not going to be something that saves me from the zombies.
No.
No.
How do you feel about opening your mail?
In a literal sense, I feel like it's very dirty. And I have to open mail at work, and I'm like, these are some, like, germy, geriatric people who are sending stuff. It's dirty, but I'm not afraid of, like, anthrax or anything like that. Technically, actually, our boss is supposed to open mail before it gets to us. He always jokes about how, like, you know, he's the first line of defense. But we still get a lot of unopened mail from him, so I'm assuming he's not listening to the podcast, so...
He may not be, he may be, because apparently people listen that we didn't know
listen.
Oh, yeah,
no. But you know what? Let him confront me at work.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Again, government. I'm okay.
Yeah. For a while, I was afraid of anthrax because of, you know, anxiety and a bit of OCD. And, you know, I was like... How will I know if there's anthrax in it? Because it's undetectable,
right?
Like, it could just... But I think... I saw some TV movie, or, like, read something where the person had anthrax poisoning and no one believed them at the hospital.
Oh.
And so then it became worse and worse, and then they didn't find out until it was too late, and they got, like, really sick.
So I try to avoid contagion-y type movies, but...
Yeah.
Also... Because Scott Ian is scary. That's a joke I should have made like 5 sentences ago. But anyway, that was always the way I was always scared about acid, like LSD.
Oh, I know, me too, because of the Mickey Mouse tattoos and all
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the little things they would give out, and like, it, sometimes I'll be like, I'll read Snopes to make myself feel better. I'm like, now I'm just whisked back to when I was a kid, and I was like, I don't want Cracker Jack because they have the little decals, and I'm like...
It was scary, though. They scared us.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, they were
just like, literally, like, they made it seem like boogeymen were running around just trying to get you to have bad trips, and I'm like, you know, looking back, I don't think it was not even an addictive thing. They were not trying to do anything. Book called Acid Dreams, where they talk about... the counterculture and the CIA and how the history of acid. And it was kind of like, it was a little tough, but it was like, oh yeah. acid only gets scary when they make it scary. Not that
yeah,
I would do it, but,
no, that's
you know,
right.
I still would avoid it, but...
I don't think, I've never had any interest. I think because I read Go Ask Alice.
Oh, God, yeah. See, well, then you have stuff like that, yeah.
Right, so then at the end of that book, she's like, I'm feeling better now, and everything's fine. And then the epilogue's like, and then she died.
You know,
2 days after she, like,
yeah.
She had had so many drugs in her system. Do you think that person was a real person?
I don't know. I feel like, it seems like, why would they make that up? On the other hand, well, of course they would, because it was the whole, like, anti-drug, Nixon, Reagan, you know.
I feel like I read that at a crazy young age. Like, I feel like I read it at, like, 9 or 10. I'm wondering if Ari could even process that.
I would probably wait,
yeah,
yeah. Too.
Maybe,
well,
like,
because
12.
Because I remember being, like, 7 years old and this old show, Beauty and the Beast. No, that it was just, you know, Linda Hamilton and stuff. There's just some episode where the Beast is chasing some drug dealer and he just throws dust at him. And, like, the whole episode is the Beast having a bad trip. And I'm like... That gives me nightmares even today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Why is that an episode or something?
It's not.
It's terrible.
Also, by the way, every time I think of Linda Hamilton, I think of tank tops because in
Terminator
2,
oh, yeah.
She's like doing the
pull-up bar. Oh, she's ripped.
She's
yeah.
ripped with the, she, and she's, she's got like a tank top on and she's pulling herself up, doing pull-ups.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't do that shit.
No. Oh,
but,
my God.
But I was like, I've always wanted to look like Linda Hamilton in Terminator 2.
That's a good aspiration. Because she goes from, like, she's like 80s party person to Terminator 2. She's like fucking badass, kicking
fucking
shit
badass
out of people.
And exactly. And she's, like you said, she's ripped.
Yeah.
Like, I want that body, right? That's hot.
You know what, James Cameron? Your loss.
Yeah.
You might have a gajillion dollars, but, you know, screw you.
No, exactly.
And Titanic.
Were they together? I don't even know.
They were together, and I think he left her for somebody in the crew of Titanic. It was
what?
Like,
yeah.
How in love with your movie and yourself do you have to be to...
That's gross.
Yeah. Team Linda. That's
Team Linda. We love you. Linda Hamilton, yeah. If you want to sponsor this podcast...
Yes.
We love you in tank tops.
Or just give us a fitness.
Just give
training,
us a give
yeah.
us a fitness. Give us some boot camp.
Yeah, there
you
go. Absolutely.
We just need to work off our guts.
We're a couple of Jews who need some hardcore
cardio.
Cardio.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think she's Jewish.
Hamilton doesn't sound Jewish. No, I'm gonna guess not. Otherwise, the play would be really different.
That's true. Have you watched Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? By the way,
I have. Yes.
What's your favorite episode?
Wow, hard to say.
Have you seen season 3?
Yes, and I if you're talking about where what's his name? Who from Hamilton from the original cast, and he's rapping badly, and it's like that's so funny because
is he in Hamilton? The
yeah.
guy? I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Perry or whatever.
Yeah, he's not in now, but he was in previously. My sister would be really upset that I'm forgetting his name right now because she's so in love with him.
He's great.
And he's on Blackish also, and
I love that episode where she's at Columbia and she's like, Perry, I keep thinking it's you, but it's Josh Goldberg.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Once I watch one of the seasons of that, like any season, I just watch all the episodes like 40 times.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'll do. I'll download it to my phone and I'll just watch it like on the way to work.
It's so good though.
Takes the edge off of taking the LIRR.
Horrible.
Anyway,
you work in Queens though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where he thinks that he ate Dionne Warwick. That was
yes.
Great.
Yes.
I ate. Don't worry about it. Nobody. I didn't eat anybody.
No, that
anyone.
Was. Yeah. He's
and
great
then,
too.
So what did Titus say?
He said, "I'm a villain. I ate Dionne Warwick."
And also, what does he do? Doesn't he eat the baby corns? He shows her how to eat the baby corns?
No, she shows him how to eat the baby corns.
Ah, yes.
And then the baby corns are dry, and he said, I'm going to go get some corn juice. And then he used the bottle, and then he went inside the hot tub and filled it up, and then she sprayed it on the corns. And then she ate one, and she got
pricked,
and then she bended, and she got very sick again.
Yeah, because it was hot tub water, and that's gross, right?
That is gross.
And then they thought that he kept thinking she was gonna get really sick, sicker, and then she was like, "I'm Jersey Strong." And then they see her. They see her on the telephone.
Yeah.
Samara, that was really good.
That was great.
That was a really great description.
Very, very good.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
All right, Samara, great job.
Well done.
Low five. Oh, no, and then we also do, Samara and I do, high five. Absolutely not.
Oh.
Because, you know, Jacqueline says that.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Mommy.
Yeah?
Take your foot out of the foot high five.
Oh, yeah. Foot high five.
Show it to Evan.
Awesome.
Okay, so
awesome.
We're going to wrap this up like a present, you know.
Yes, and regardless of what the next month entails, we will be persist.
We will persist. We're going to be back here.
Absolutely.
We're going to be back here. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to be back to New York because of my parents and
sure.
things like that. We'll just have to...
And you have a place to stay with us. It's...
Yay, thank you. Yay, that's awesome. And also... I'm sure we'll be podcasting from some random coffee shop.
Oh, for sure. We'll go to like Milwaukee or in the middle. We'll have
there
a,
you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. There is a Milwaukee, Oregon.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, which is very weird. I, that confused the shit out of me, actually.
I could see that. Yeah. No, I mean, you have a significant name like that. Like, I think there's a Brooklyn, Ontario, but yeah.
There's a Brooklyn... Wait, yes, and there's a Brooklyn, England. There's like Brooklyn in England, which
confused
me. Oh,
we ripped them off,
there's so much to talk about. I was at camp, though, for 2 weeks, and
how was camp?
It was really fun. I worked in ceramics, and I had a great time.
So, wonderful pictures. It looked like it was a great time.
It was
time.
Really fun. I made friends with some goats and alpacas. The alpacas actually hated us.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Well.
Oh, yeah. You can show him.
No, I'm showing like a funny picture.
Okay.
I
was convinced that the two of the people I worked with hated me, and I could not get it out of my head. You know when you...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, the woman that supervised me was so great, and she was patient with me because she knew that I had ADD, and her kids had ADD, so...
Sure.
But then, like, the other people, like, I felt like they hated me.
Oh, what an adorable bunny.
Yes, yeah, Samara just showed us a picture of a bunny.
That's a great
bunny. Yeah, I had a great time at camp. It was
great.
Fun.
Great. Now that's wonderful. Oh, is that...
That's a goat.
That's the goat.
We named him Goaty. All right, so what do you want to say to the people before we go?
I don't know.
Go to Warby Parker and get Prozac?
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Llamas.
Oh my god, that's adorable. I love these pictures.
Yeah, they're really great. Okay, bye everybody!
Bye!